Blog Talk Radio. Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Paul said, he said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but the Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith, the Son of God, who loved and gave himself for me. So today, our lives can be changed. Paul's life was changed. God changed his life. Even as God changed Paul's life, God is able to change your life. This is Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. You are listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. And we want you to call a neighbor, call a friend, let them know that the Hour of Power broadcast is on the air. We're getting ready to go to the scripture on this morning. You're going to find us coming from Mark, the second chapter. And it reads, "And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. And immediately many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door, and he preached the word to them. And they come to him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come near to him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the sick of the palsy, Son, your sins be forgiven you." Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. Lord God, we lift up your name. We give you all praise and glory. Father, we thank you, Father, for that which you have done and that which you're going to do according to your word. We thank you this morning that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And thy word have we hid in our heart that we will not sin against thee. Father, we thank you. We praise you, God, from people, Father God, from every nation. Father, we give you praise and glory for them. Lord, save, sanctify them, fill them with your spirit, your power, and your anointing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, we look at the second chapter of Mark, the book of Mark, which is found in the New Testament, we see that the word of God tells us that Jesus had entered into Capernaum. And when he came into Capernaum after some days, it was known, it was heard that Jesus was in the house. Oh, what a joyful time. What an exciting time to know that Jesus is in the house. And the word tells us that the people came together. Immediately they came together and that there was no room. It wasn't a lot of room for them to come into the door to, as Christ had preached the word to them. And they came to him bringing one sick of the palsy, which were born of four. And when they could not come near to for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And you know what? It is so important. It's so exciting. It will build your faith as you read this second chapter of Mark. Because you know what? The word of God says that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We see the men of God. We see a people that was looking for God to do exceedingly abundantly beyond the average, beyond what they had seen to their friend. So they thought that when they came, like others came, they came, but it wasn't room to come through the door. And they decided it wasn't room, but, you know, I want to see Jesus. I'm paraphrasing it now. They're saying that I want to see Jesus. I want my friend to be healed. He was born of four, and he'd been sick of the palsy, and we want him to be healed. We know there's no room at the door. We know the door is crowded. We know people is all around us, but we're going to do something that's going to get this man, our friend, our brother, whoever he may have been, to in the midst of Jesus. And the word tells us when they could not come near to him for the press, because it was a lot of people. Know what they did? As the word says, as I've already read, they uncovered the roof. Don't you know that is faith when you go beyond expectation, go beyond what looks like that it may not happen, when you go beyond what the natural eye would see or the mind would think, when they go beyond and above, they decided that we're going to go through the roof, and we're going to let our friend, we're going to let this man that was born with the palsy, we're going to let him go through the roof, because his healing meant so much to them, and they knew that this man need to be healed. So they decided, we're going to go through the roof. And when they had broken it up, when they broke the roof up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the sick of the palsy, "Son, your sins be forgiven you." But when there were certain people, you know, always certain people that is not standing in faith. There are certain people that are not rejoicing when you're rejoicing. There are certain people that don't want things to happen to you. And when that looks like something going to happen in your life, and there's going to be a life-changing experience that's about to happen to you, there are people that either they're not believing you, or they're not going to believe the people that is doing the miracles. So therefore, they're not going to. They tried to find fault with Jesus. And when Jesus told the man, when he was conversating with him and telling him, he said, when Jesus said, and he saw the man's faith, he said to the sick of the palsy, "Son, your sins be forgiven you." Don't you know that our sins need to be forgiven us? Don't you know if we are in sin and we are in transgression? Don't you know that the sins need to be forgiven? So that's what Jesus told this man. He said, "Your sins be forgiven you." But there were certain of the scribes, they were sitting there and reasoning in their heart. You know, instead of them thinking positive, instead of them getting ready to rejoice, instead of them rejoicing for the expectation of the man coming through the roof and for what Jesus was saying to him, that his sins be forgiven, yet they reason, they're thinking in their mind, how can Jesus, in other words, how can you forgive sin? How who are you to forgive sin? So therefore, in that seventh verse, it reads, "Why does this man thus speak blasphemy?" That's what they want to know. This man speaking blasphemy. Who can forgive sin but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in the spirit that they so reasoned inside of themselves, he said to them, why reason you these things in your heart? He knew the heart. Don't you know that God knows the heart of man? Don't you know God knows what we think? He knows the type of heart that we have. He knows everything about us. So he perceived, and he knew that they were thinking things in their heart, and they were reasoning in their heart. So therefore, Jesus said, whether it is easy, it is easier to say to the sick of apology, your sin be forgiven you, why to say, rise and take up your bed and walk. You know, the question he was asking, listen, can you get this again? Let me read that slowly. Whether it is easier to say to the sick of apology, your sin be forgiven you, you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sin. He says to the sick of the palsy, I say unto you, arise, take up your bed, and go your way unto your house. And immediately he arose, he took up the bed, and he went forth before them all, and so much that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we have never seen it on this fashion. Did that stop Jesus from doing the will of the Father? Did that stop Jesus from forgiving this man? Did it stop him from saying, thy sins be forgiven you? No. He said what he said, and he meant what he had said. So therefore, it is important that we speak the word as well. That what Jesus said, we should say also. There are people around us that need to be healed. And if there's sin in their life, they need to be forgiven. And see, the people that was around him thought that, you know, these scribes, they were sitting around and they thought that, who was Jesus to forgive sin? I mean, how could Jesus forgive this man for his sin? It was only God that can forgive sin. But Jesus knew that he had power to forgive sin. So when we look at the word of God today, we see so many things that we can talk about. We can talk about faith, because the Bible says now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The man had not been healed, but he had faith to believe God. Those that brought him in had faith to believe God. They could stand on God's word. Don't you know that the word of God said that heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot or one tittle of his word will fail? Don't you know that without Christ, we can do nothing? Don't you know that the Bible said faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God? So when we began to stand on the word of God, when we began to seek the face of God, when we began to believe God, when we began to know that if we ask anything according to his word, that he's going to do it. Does it tell us that it has to be certain things that we have to ask? No. He said, ask and it shall be given. He said, to seek and ye shall find. He said, to knock and the doors shall be open. He said, if we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed and say to the mountain, be thou moved, it said, it shall be moved. So when we look at the word of God, there are things in our our lives that need to be moved. There are things that in our lives that we ought to get tired of dragging around and sitting around and having to contend with things that are abnormal in our lives. So whatever it is that we need to get rid of it, all we need to do is to believe God. All we got to do is open our mouth and ask God and believe in our heart that God is able to move on our behalf. Oh, don't you know that Christ is a miracle worker? Don't you know that he is a mind fixer? He's a heart regulator. He's an establisher of faith and of power. He is the true and the living God. So therefore, we got to stand on the word of God. For the word of God said that heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot or one tittle of his word will fail. There is things that are failing all around about us. But when we can stand on the word of God, when we can believe God, when we can know that God is in control. Don't you see the work of a master? Don't you see Christ at work? Don't you know that he came? There were many people at that particular time that were sick, and they were going through conditions in their bodies, and they needed to be forgiven for their sin. They needed to be forgiven for their trespasses. They needed to be healed, whether or not they had problems with their heart, whether or not they had problems with their limb, whether they had problems with their blood, whether they had problems with being blind and could not see, whether they had problems with the palsy, whatever it was, they needed to be healed. Can't you imagine a man or woman going around sick from the time that they were born? Can you not imagine a person sick for 12 years and consistently going through things in their life? What about that woman that had the issue of blood, that was sick, that had that infirmity for 12 long years? Don't you know that God is her healer? Don't you know that God is her deliverer? This woman had spent all her money. She had paid money out to the physician, and yet she was still in the same condition. She was still not healed. Do you know somebody that's been in a certain condition, and they've been there for a long time? They've been in that condition for a very long time. But I want you to know today that God is our healer, and God is our deliverer, and God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. And there is nothing too hard for God. Won't you just stand on the word of God? Don't you just want to know that he is God and that he is God all by himself? For the word of God let us know that heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot or one tittle of his word will fail. He is not in the failing business. He cannot fail you. The failing is in us, not in God. All we got to do is to believe God. All we got to do is stand on God's word. We're getting ready to go through the word before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you, God, for all that you have done, all, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, Father, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And God, the word that we hid in our heart, that we will not sin against thee. Lord God, we thank you for the broadcast today. We thank you, God, for the hearers and the doers of your word. God, cause them to hear, cause them to believe, cause them, God, to give their life to you, cause them, God, to say yes to your will. God, let them say yes to your way. For your word is a lamp unto our feet. God, cause them, Father, to follow the word. Cause them, Father, God, in the name of Jesus, to seek you in a day that you can be found. And for this, we will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We want you to know that there is nothing too hard for God. If you didn't hear the topic for the day, if I didn't give you a topic of the day, that topic was, is there anything too hard for God? Name it if you can. If there's something too hard for God, name that. Because you can't name it, because it's nothing too for God. This has been Dr. Mary Smith McCoy with the Our Power broadcast. We want to invite you to visit us at Word of Faith Praise and Worship Center at 5045 Soutel Drive here in the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida.